root is nun.
In our first book, when the child told the grandma, Natan is double
But
Laka is also. Ben Laka. Yeah. It's a lamed and it behaves like la. Okay, so we're going to look into all these four, okay? And I'm going to start with just the most generic one. Peinun is the one group that's the most unfriendly. Okay? We need to nail this group down. Nun, in general, likes to fall out of the system. But when you go to past tense, it's not a problem. Nafalti, nafalta, nafalt. Help me. Nafal. Nafla. Nafalnu. Nefaltem. Nefaltem. Hem hen. Naflu. Achshav, behove. Hu nofel, he. Nofelet, hem. Noflin, hen. Naflu. Okay. So what's the scoop? Scoop is future. Atid. Atid be'aya. Hanun nofele. Efal or efal? The music should be efal or efal. Is it going to be like katav or like lamad? Is it going to be like Ikhtov or like Elmad? Should be? Efal. Like Ikhtov.
Right? That's the four.
Nachon. So Ani, we would expect an pull, right? But the Nun falls out. Mm-hmm. When the Nun falls out, you get Ani, pull. And this is now the Gesh. What kind of a Gesh is this?
That's the kind that's in the
Forte. Dagesh forte is a doubling. It's either part. Chazak. Okay? It's either standing for a fallen letter or part of the template. Here's an example where the Nun falls out and it stands for that falling letter. Ani e pol. Ve'ata. Tichtov ata
tifol.
It's the gesh forte that you fell out. Remember, ata tichtov, we would expect ata tifol. Doesn't exist. The Nun is falling out. And now it's the gesh forte. Because when I divide this into syllables, I'm still going to have two syllables. Ep, tifol. Tifol. Mm-hmm. Yeah? At
Tifoli.
I don't want you to guess, I want you to think.
Tifoli.
Tifli, that's right.
Tifli.
Who?
Yifol.
Yifol. The Gesh Forte. Veni?
Tifol.
Nipol. Anachno.
Nipol.
Nachon, Nipol. Nachon, Nipol. Ve'atem? Tipelu. Tipelu. Ve'atem, hem. Go to hem first. Hem. Same music.
Yiplu.
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 Atem, hem.
Tipol.
Pol. Tipol. Na. Okay? Now, this is the future. What comes, what derives from future?
Tzivui.
The command form, the imperative. Huh? so אני צריכה ללכת לכל היהודים, נכון? לכל אתה, את, אתה, אתם, so does it ever what happened if I really drop the tab?
Oh, you have the dagesh forte. So
I'll have dagesh forte in the front.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't work.
Peli. But it's going to... It's
going to get the nun back.
Aha. Uh-huh. So they gain the nun back. Mm-hmm. As if it's here. Nefol. So this is now dagesh-shva, mobile-shva. Right? So you get nefol.
Nefol. But the dagesh is going to fall out because it's no longer needed.
Nachon. Ve-nifli. Nachon. Niflu. And
Nifol.
Okay?
So it's Nifol. Okay.
Nifol. Okay. Yeah, Nifol. But I promise you that none of the Israelis speak this way. I promise you. And you know, I have a proof, a living proof. In the army, in combat, they teach you that when you're in the field and you need to, you've been attacked, you've been ambushed, you need to drop. You fall down, and whatever. The abbreviation is Pazatsta. It starts with a P. Mm. And the P stands for Pol. They do not say Nefol, they say Pol. They say there is nothing wrong. So what if it's the Gesh Forte here? There is the Gesh Kal when it's the beginning of a word. Okay? That's what happened. But this is the correct form. This is what you're going to find in the Bible. It's really difficult to find in the Bible. Okay? The question is Shem Po'al. In Shem Po'al, in Nafal, the Lipol. Din Pol. Okay, so Din Pol, but you know, it's an infinitive construct, so when you put other letters, it's nefol, be nefol. Okay? Ki nefol, mi nefol. Okay? But li nefol. And nobody says that either. No one.
Linpol.
It's linpol. Supposed to. Mm-hmm. And people sometimes say lipol or linpol. You'll have both. The infinitive construct in the Bible is nefol, with a nun.
Oh.
Israelis say ipol or limpol, you have two options. But in the Bible you have nefol for infinitive construct. Linpol, binfol, minefol, kinefol. Following that?
For everything but le.
Le in the classical Hebrew is with a nun, linpol.
Linpol,
but if you open this book, you will have both forms. You have both forms for the Shem Po'al. What's the gerund?
Nefila.
Nefila. Nefila. No problem whatsoever. Okay? Nefila, falling.
But, okay, so there's no...
Because there is because the structure of Shugeren is that way. When the market fell in New York, they say Haita Nefila Beshuk, right?
And those were talking about the rock, 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 the
Okay, but
Nafal
there in past tense, you remember it's easy to remember when it's there.
Right. So the pattern is always a degesh forte. Okay?
In future. Where are you looking? Right here. Future is here.
This is after
these were examples.
Just for the future, okay.
Like this is for the new film.
And this is a Shem Po'al. Shem Po'al.
So you wrote the Degesh Forte in there, so it's...
The Dagesh Forte is in the...
And the
Shempoal is not Dagesh Forte, it's Dagesh Kal.
Yes, okay.
It's Dagesh Kal. It's after Shvanach.
After Shvanach, yes.
Glin Pol. Okay. Mm-hmm. But only with the Le is with the Dagesh Shvanach. Here it's not. And there is a reason why it happened, but it's stupid. It should be Glin Pol. It really is stupid. It is a stupid reason. What can I tell you? It is.
What's the reason?
It is just that the most common forms of the usage of an infinitive construct is with le, mm-hmm. and because they were so highly used, they froze. And because they froze, they said, okay, so we always pronounce it. We pronounce it as hovering shva. We pronounce it as shvanach. So just make it shvanach and say lichtov with the dagesh and likpots with the dagesh and you know lishbor with the dagesh and they're all dagesh kal because it's beget kefet after shvanach. But then you go to the other construct form, the infinitive construct in the Bible, and you see that when they get the other letters, they're actually properly mobile shvav, and they are not having shva and dagesh kal in the beget kefet. So this was stupid. It was narrow-minded. It was just thinking about the here and now and not the layered of the language. Layers of the language. Anyways, one way. Okay. So this is Nafal. When I have a guttural, Nasa'a or Naga'a, I am going to say Lin Soa. I'm going to say Lin Goa. But this one in Rabbinic Hebrew has another form, Lagaat. Okay? Following me? Sada? So now, is this Efal or Efol? This is Efal. There is a guttural in the third place. So now this is going to, future tense will be Efal. So it's going to be Ani E. I'm supposed to have N Sa, right? It's supposed to be Efal. That's the sign. The zilul is falling. What am I going to have?
Essa.
Right. Essa. Kreata.
Tessa.
Ti. Tilmad. Ti. Tissa. Tissa. Ve'atil medi'at.
Tissi.
Hu.
Tissa.
Hu. Yi.
Tissa.
Tissa. Ve'hi.
Tisa.
Anachno.
Nisa.
Nisa. Atem.
Tisus.
Tisu. Hem.
Tisu.
Atem hen.
Tisa.
Tisa.
Tisa. Tisa. Tisa. Which Dagesh is it in the Samech?
It's a forte because it's taking the place of the Nun.
Fun. A forte. Tzivui from this
the same thing.
Is not like that.
Oh. Okay.
The tzivui here is going to be Sa Le'at, just like in the song. Sa Le'at. Sa Le'at.
Drive slowly.
The tap is falling. Ah. Is what so the Dagesh Forte cannot live in the front, it just drops up. No compensation whatsoever. Sa. That. Si. You know, in the army every weekend, on Sunday morning, not every weekend, every other week. My mom would say, Si la shalom. Travel safely. Si la shalom. And when you have guests and they are leaving, you tell them, Si la shalom. They have a not levad. Okay? The gerund will be Nesia. And we wish people Nesia Tova. Nesia Tova. Okay?
So the Dagesh is not in the gerund.
No, why would it be? You have Nun, Samech, and Ayin. You have the root here. Now, the lingua be, don't touch something. You touch something in English without a preposition, in Hebrew you read the be. Lo lingua basefer. Lo lingua bamachber.
Nesa'a.
What's that?
The ayin gets is even though it's there's no vowel, it just gets.
There's no problem with an ayin.
Sa.
Sa.
What?
Well, yeah.
Nesa'a.
Sa. Sa.
Sa.
Sa.
Sa.
Sa.
Sa.
Si. Seul. Sana.
Essa.
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 Essa. Essa. The accent is here. Essa.
Essa.
Tisa,
tisa,
tisa, tisa, tisa, tisa, tisu, tisana,
tisu, tisana. I have a question. I'm a little confused about the rule again about the shva and the gutturals.
Wait. So you have to be how the ayin is getting a shva.
I see it elsewhere too. Actually.
Nachon, because the ayin gets a shva nach. Okay, get a shvanach.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the chet.
Chet gets shvanach.
And the other time
it doesn't. Right, so with the chet, when the chet has a other. Okay, so let's talk about the chet in just a minute.
Okay, I don't want to disrupt.
No, that's fine. Pain, nun, okay for now? When you have a guttural, the nun fell out. When it's a regular nun, it's staying. At home, next to Nafal and next to Nasa'a, Naga'a, you also know on Tu B'Shvat, you plant a tree, Nata'a.
So, both of these examples, the nun has fallen out.
Over
yes.
there?
Yeah.
The nun in the future always falls out.
Okay.
You see? The nun in the future always falls out. You have F'ol versus F'al. The question is, what happens in Sivui, in the imperative? When it's a guttural, it stayed out. Okay? In Psalms there is
what's the
root
in
Esa
Einai? What? It's not the right verb.
Esa
Einai. No, it's a different verb. So it's an Aleph there.
Aleph.
What's
yes,
the root?
Aleph.
So what's the root in Esa Einai? Yeah, I'm going to write the verb. Esa
Einai.
So what's the root?
Nisa.
Sin. Aleph. And what happened to Aleph? Aleph is just there.
There.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's considered the way guttural. That's why I say Esa and not Eso. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right?
It's Efal music. So Esa ena yele hari vata.
This is a whole
bit. We're only in future because
okay.
In the past we don't, past and present we don't have an issue. That's why we learned them already. We know them. No issues. Better?
Yeah. Tisa.
I want you, you know, you take a summary page. And this is these are the verbs you're going to conjugate. Nafal, Naga, Nasa, Nata, Nasa, Write it down. You need to conjugate them on the sheet.
This one?
Yeah.
Pay no shoes? Yeah.
Pay no shoes, right. And make the list of the verbs.
I need to count the verbs, so we need to count.
I'm going to work.
Okay. Okay. Okay, all right.
Say it again now.
Nafal. Nasa'a. Naga'a. Nata'a. Which is Pesa Epur Tu Bishvat.
And Lakach.
Sha'rega. Yeah, you will do Lakach.
Nasa or Nasa.
And what is the Shem Po'al here?
Nisoa?
No, we'll be in So or Nasit.
What would Linso be?
To carry.
And Lasset
is to marry someone. When you marry someone, it's Sa Isha, okay? You carry somebody else's burdens too. Right? So Lasset, they use it alternately. Lasset is the gerund. We don't use it in soap, we use Lasset. Like in Goal Agat, we use them alternately. You know, I wanted to ask you. What is the gerund for Lingoa? Nun Gimel Ayin would be Negia. Shomer Negia, right? Does anybody know about Shomer Negia? It's the Dinei Tahara, the women's law. Ida, Dinei Ida. Shomer Negia.
Oh, that's shaping.
Okay, so let's look at Lamed Kof Chet. Lamed Kof Chet, I told you, behaves like Teinun. But it's funny. I also have a gutteral here. So will it be Efal or Efod?
Efal.
It will be Efal. So I would say, Ani Ekach, Ve'ata Tikach. ואת תיקחי, והוא
תיקח,
והיא תיקח, אנחנו
ניקח,
אתם
תיקח,
אתם תיקחו, הם ייקחו, ואתן הן
תיקחנה,
אתן הן תיקחנה. So it doesn't change. How would I say take this? So you know what? It follows the same pattern as that, doesn't it? So just remember that it's a lamed and not nun.
Just that one or just pei lamed?
There is no pei lamed. It's the only one, and therefore it behaves like the sun.
So we should add this to the chart?
That's right. Because what is Shem Po'al here? Enil koach. Yesh lakachat. Take. And in rabbinic Hebrew, likach. Likach. In rabbinic Hebrew, lisa. And in rabbinic Hebrew, lisa. And liga. Okay, this is rabbinic Hebrew in Canaan. Okay?
I have a question now.
Yep.
If we look at Lakach that way, is it not so irregular as some books say it's just terribly irregular? It's
because
not irregular.
It's the only verb
of these rules.
It's the only verb that you have lamed, and it actually follows Peinut pattern. Because what happened to lamad? Lamad has lamed there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
La madre priva y el
so
mar.
So we have to think of it as.
As pei nun.
Pei nun. And as soon as you think of it as pei nun, then it's not irregular in any other way.
Right. It's pei nun with a guttural at the end.
Not true.
Yeah, it's pei nun. It's we climbed. We went to the upper floor. And not only in the upper floor, in the middle, we took a corner apartment with an extra window. Okay? Now, the real special one is actually Natan. Because Natan doesn't follow Ifal nor Ifur. Natan has its own music. Shem Po'al would be Latif.
So are we speaking still on the Latif, or are we...
In Rabbinic Hebrew, liten. Only in the future there are severe issues, right? Actually, Natan is special because it has issues in past tense too. Okay? Natan is super, 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 super special because it has issues in aval, not in ove, atid, zivui, okay, veshem poor issues. In the majority of the conjugation, participle no issue. Rabbinic Hebrew, liten, regular Hebrew, biblical to this day, latet. Okay? You say ani, I gave in the past tense, ani,
natati.
Right? We would expect natanti.
Natanti.
Natanti. And kids, 3-year-olds, who speak naturally, natanti lecha. Then this nun is falling in past tense. This is what you will get. What kind of a dagesh is this?
Dagesh for dagesh.
Dagesh for
compensatory one for dropping
in. That's right. Dagesh for dagesh for the natanti. Natati. The ata.
Natati.
Natata. The at.
Natata.
Natata. And remember that these are all dagesh for tes. You cannot skip on them. They are dagesh for tes because this one fell out. Who? Natan, it's like the name Natan. He.
Natan,
just like Katva, no problem. Him, hen.
Anachnu.
Anachnu, it is super special.
Natanu,
right? So this nu falls out. Natanu, okay? But look at this, hem hen natnu. So when you look at the letters nun tav nun vav, better know whether the subject is anachnu. So you're going to say natanu or hem natnu. This is very confusing to most non-Hebrew speakers.
No digesh word.
You have right hem natnu because this is nun tav nun of the root. Mokatvu. This is katavnu, and the nun fell out here, okay?
So what happens when you write it without vowels?
You need the context.
Oh,
without vowels, you need
the
context.
You can't just put the double in.
No.
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 No. They gave us
or
they gave
us. Okay? All right? Noten, noten, not. All set. Atid.
Future.
Atid. Looking into the future. Ani en ten en ten en ten.
Can we back up? I'm sorry, I didn't hear what the hem and hem were.
Not nuk mokatvu.
Not nu.
Third and person, you see the root.
Anachnu is.
Anachnu natan. The nun of the binyan, the nun of the root fell out, just like in natati, natata, natat. And this is the suffix of anachnu. Like all the verbs, katavnu. Okay? Versus this one, that's the root itself, natnu. Alright. Ani en ten. We don't say ani en ten. Ani et ten. Ve'ata.
Titen.
Okay? Ve'at.
Titni.
Titni. Hu.
Titen.
Titen. Ve'i.
Titan.
Anachno. Sorry. Niten. Niten. Atem.
Titan.
It's all the gesh fortes, remember? Fortes. It's no hem. Hem. Yod. Yitano. Aten hen.
Titen.
Na. All the gesh fortes, the gesh ka, the gesh forte, the gesh forte. Right? Because from ata, tinten, we lost that nun, we had titen, right? We need to add suffix na. You have a nun here and a nun here now. This falls, na. And you got titenna. Okay? Titenna. So now, tivui.
Ten.
Right, Purim. Ten. So tenli, tnili, tnu, tenna. Okay? All right. So in book two, there was right in the middle all these irregular tzivui forms. They told you sa, ten, kach, kum. This is the only tzivui that stayed in Hebrew. Why did they all stay in Hebrew? I told you back then, because they really are joint in other words and created lots of phrases. And those phrases stayed in the society and they froze as tzivui. Because today, no one in Israel speaks in tzivui, okay? But in formal language, they all do still. Like you're supposed to use it. Okay? It's not, Academy of the Hebrew Language did not give up on that as a form. It is an official form. Yeah.
So the gerund, I assume, is the same?
So gerund, tell me, what's the gerund?
Tania.
Go slowly, plug it in.
It's a given.
Ne.
Netia.
Neti.
Netimna. Ah, yeah, yeah.
Nun. Tav. Nun. Netina. No problem, the given. Netila, right? We have natal. Now, netila is a wonderful verb in Rabbinic Hebrew. Natal means lakach, because lakach in Rabbinic Hebrew means buy.
B-U-Y.
Don't mean to buy something. In Rabbinic Hebrew, this lakach, the biblical to take, becomes to buy.
Uh-huh.
And natal, for netilat yadayim, is actually to take. There was a movement in meanings between biblical and rabbinic Hebrew. So you have another root, natal. Netilat yadayim, netilat.
So that means in rabbinic to raise your hand.
It means, because of Aramaic, to raise your hand, but in Hebrew it means to take.
And it doesn't mean to watch, that's for sure. When you have a lot of people in a room and you have to do netilat yadayim, you just do this, because it doesn't mean to go wash your hands, it just means to wave your hands in the air.
That's too much. It's like a 2-year-old.
That's Marsha.
Okay, so after I taught you these forms, all it would mean, now the best part of it is that it is such a tiny group in Hebrew, you have no idea. It's a pain in the neck, but it's so, first of all, you've used a lot of it, and you're going to use a lot of it still. But it's a tiny group. It is really not a big group. 10, 15 verbs. Out of hundreds and thousands of verbs. Okay? So if you do the chart, follow those changes. Latan is special and totally unusual. Lakach, because it's a lamed that we have a feinon. And there is one more. It is really unique. And I'm debating whether to do it right now or not, or give you another week to sleep on it.
Bring it up.
Well, just tell us. But we say, right? We say, Vayigash Aharon, right? Vayigash, Hun Nigash, Hem Nigshu. So, Nun Gimel Shin is a really special root. Not in terms of. Nigash, approach. Vayigash Aharon HaKohen El Ahar. Vayigshu, or Ve'el Ahar Lo Yigshu, right? When God is commanding Moshe about the Matan Torah to Mount Sinai, they should not approach the gates, right? So it's a very unique verb. It's special because the present, the past, and the present are nif'al music. You say nigashti, nigashta, nigash, nigsha, nigishu. But the future, sivui, shem po'al, lageshet, and there is no Shem Pe'ula here. The Shem Pe'ula is a noun, Gisha. Is a Pa'al. So it combines two forms because of the meaning in the front. It got confused and they conjugated it as Nif'al. As if Nigash. Nigashti, 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 Nigashti,
Nigashti,
Nigashti, Nigashti, Nigashti, Nigashti, Nigashti, Nigashti, Nigashti, Nigashti, Nigashti, Nigashti, Nigashti, Nigashti, Nigashti, Nigashti, Nigashti, Nigashti, Nigashti, Nigashti, so it's another unique. So you have the regular nifal, you have the regular with gutturals to be expected as nifal. Then you have special lakach, you have special natan, and you have special nigash. Mm-hmm. These are the verbs you're going to conjugate in your charts. So I want pages in the book 142, 43, 44. Okay. In the book, those of you who didn't finish chapter 5, to its end, the nuances of the chapter, you need to know backwards. Chapter 5, okay? 142, 3, and 4. Then, for this conjugation, I need you to do in this order exactly. Nafal. Because it's going to be, it's an effective visual on your long-term memories.
Okay. Yes.
Nafal. Nasa. Dunaga. Okay. Touch. Naga.
Three.
Naga.
That's three. What's four?
Nasa with an aleph to carry a weight or to marry someone.
Wait, is it?
Nun sin aleph right there.
Sin aleph. That was number two. I thought you said
nasa
was number
two. Nasa ba'oto. Nasa ba'rakevet.
Yeah.
Aval nasa isha. Nun sin aleph in the red top.
So that's number
four. Aleph, okay.
Okay. Lamed, lamed kof chet.
That's number five.
Nun tav nun.
Wait, what's number five?
Lamed kof chet. Here they are.
Okay, I see it. All right.
Then nun tav nun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's number
six. Yes, and then nigash. Nun
yin. We have to write it in this kind of order?
Wait, what?
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, we don't have nun.
It's okay. That you don't have more than seven spaces. This is enough. And I want you to see all of the patterns. So next, above naga and above nasa, you can do nun tav nun. Just list it, but you don't need to do a separate conjugation. It's the same.
Nefal, nasa,
naga,
nasa to carry or marry, lakach, natan, nigash.
Nigash is number seven.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
What is number seven?
I'm sorry?
Nigash.
Nigash. I want you to do the special one. Nun gimel shin.
Nasa, nun sa.
Natal, you don't want to
do. Natal, you don't need to.
Natal?
Natal, when I say Natilat Yadayim.
And
Nata'a. Nata'a, you don't need either. Because Nata'a is going to be like Nasa'a.
That's
yes, and now I will tell you that not all the verbs are consistent.
This one.
This one.
That is
one. Not all the verbs are systematic. You need to check.
This one.
To check them all. Yeah.
Or is it this?
No,
this chart?
It's the most pain in the whatever you want group. Right in the neck. Pain on.
It's this.
Yes, that one.
Oh, this chart that I made.
But he likes the other one.
Oh. But the other one, it can't.
Mm-hmm. I need another one of those. I needed to line them.
Yeah, there's a present.
I use a bird one. No, that's a different track. That's a bird track.
Do you have a journal there for me?
What?
Is there a journal there? It's your homework, right? That I need to check?
Yeah.
Do I want information? I need to check homework. So if you did your homework, just make sure you have names.
I did it to name.
I know you do. Okay, just you put names. Then okay. So look at the book, please. 156. It explains in English.
156.
Same thing. Some
Gizra Peinun. Gizra, remember subgroup? Mm-hmm. In Pa'al, when the Peinun, Peapoal is Nun. The first root letter is Nun. Okay, Peinun. Some plus Peinun. And it explains to you about the Gzarot. We all know the story. In Peinun, it compares present, past, future with Shlemim and Nafal. Okay, future tense is your issue. Okay, Shlemim versus what happens in to the Nun in Peinun. And on 157, you have a whole conjugation. What's the conjugation in the book miss? What does our book in this conjugation miss?
Oh, the feminine.
Atten, hen, and? What comes out of Fatid?
Sivui.
So it will miss the Sivui. Okay?
And the Sivui is the command?
Command form, imperative. And Shem Pe'ula. At this point, you all automatically do Shem Pe'ula, gerund. Okay? They gave us examples of model verbs, roots, nun pei lamed, nafal, fall, velipol met, fall off something. Natan, give, yiten, latet. Nasa, ride or travel, yisa, linsoa, be, with a tool, right? Linsoa ba auto, linsoa ba rakevet, and aim is with a company, okay? Naga, touch, Yiga lingoa be, to touch something, be. But you also have lagaat, don't forget lagaat. Okay?
Okay, now let's say I touch the table would be nogea ba
shulchan.
Shulchan. Okay. Must have ba.
Okay, following. The nasa will carry yisa laset. You see, laset isha. Remember, all of them will have rabbinic Hebrew form to them. Okay. The peyun and the peyun in rabbinic Hebrew are very fine things. Right. Then they give you a group with gutturals in the second or third root letter, and we expect it to
just
be.
Make copies. Both
thank
sides.
You. Sorry. You have the sound on FL music. Okay. On 158 you have Natan and Lakach. Okay? I added to you Nigash. Next week my mercy will grow and I'll teach you to more other things that have to do with Feynman. So please add to your work the reading and the doing from 156 to 160.
Oops. The rules for Ethel and I am first in the second book, right? Ethel and
I'm sorry.
The rules about Ethel and Ethel in the second book, right? I just have to review the rule because I can't remember what the rule is.
They are, but they are not in the same order of their teaching. Okay, who remembers the Ethel versus Ethel rules? Do we have rules for what?
Rules.
How do I know when I see a rule? How do I know the music conjugation in the future is going to be FL or FOL?
It's going to be a this is a shoresh, right?
Most
it's
going to
be a fal and a guttural at the end.
Only at the end? Okay, so we have rules only for FL. We know to identify FL verbs. Who can tell us the rules?
You get dressed, you study, you ride.
You get up in the morning, right? So we have the four columns. You get up in the morning, and you get dressed, you go study, you may ride your bike, and then you'll have to lie down and rest.
Okay.
I will say, I'll remind you that this is Lilbosh, though. Lilmod. Yirkov, however, Yishkav. Be regular. Okay? And they're all F-Al in the future. Ani elmad, ani elbash, ani yirkav, ani yishkav, ani ata tilbash, ata tilmad, ata tirkav, ata tishkav. Okay? They're all F-Al. Second group?
Gutterals. Second or third?
Second or third place? Uh-huh.
Gutterals are in the second or third place.
Right. Like, Sha'al, Nahag, okay? Or Patach, Shama. Okay? And the third group was?
Stative verbs. These are all F-A-L.
F-A-L. So give me an example of stative. Yigdal v'yishabach. Right? V'yashen.
Ra'ev.
Sameh. Okay. These are the rules for F-A-L. So whenever you see a word, you don't know how to conjugate it, it's where it belongs.
That's okay. It's not a test, but I will look at it. I've got it at home. I'll just look it up again. I don't understand this stuff. I've just forgotten.
Do you understand? He doesn't understand either. Here's a root. Shamar. Shamar. Shin Mem Resh. I would say, I will guard.
Shemati.
I say, I guarded.
Eshmo.
I will guard. Eshmo. Why did you pick F-O-L? Because it's not one of these. It is not one of the four. It is not a guttural. Resh doesn't count as a guttural for the purpose of this. The resh is counted only for the dish forte.
Okay. Or it's a stage. So those are the only reasons why the F-A-L is these words. Everything else is F-O-L.
Right? Sagar, close the door.
Sagor.
Yisgor, sagor. Okay. Nafal.
What about it?
Nafal. Yeah, efal or
efal? No,
efal.
It's
got a vowel in the... Nafal, nun peilame.
State.
Yeah,
we already had it. It's
efal. Why is it efal? Because it's not one of these.
Ah.
It is not one of these four, it is not the guttural anywhere, and it is not a stative.
But it's an all
hypothesis. Yeah. Neat one. It's the devotees.
So in Lamed Yod, we already saw that Lamed Yod is Lamed He. He's doing something totally different, right? No, we didn't. We're going to see that.
Yeah, we did Lamed
Hay. In the future?
No,
we did pass. We didn't do... We did. R-A, right?
Yeah.
R-A, right? So it doesn't follow because it's a gizra. Lamed Hay is a gizra. Ayin Vav is a gizra. It's not going to follow one of these. But here's another shalem. Shachah. Forgot. Shachach. What will it be? Efal or Efon? It will be Efal. It will be any Eshkach, but that Tishkach. But what about Zachar? Remember?
It's Efal.
Zachar is not Chet. Yizkor.
Oh, that's right.
If you say Zachar, but then you say Yizkor, and you remember that it's Halacha, it means it's a Chaf.
And that's not a guttural.
I know it's about stative somewhere, but I just don't remember how to recognize stative verbs.
Yeah.
That's where you lost me.
Yeah.
Stative verbs, they're present. We're going to have a chapter on this. We covered that already.
Yeah, it's back here.
So, Holman, you'll have to go back to one of the
older
chapters or make an appointment to go make a note for what you need to review and make an appointment.
Yeah.
The present tense will be A. Sameh, Ha'ev, Pev, Katen, Gadel, Lamed.
Page 94.
Right? 94?
94? Yeah, it's where they're described.
Okay, the present tense is a special one.
Yeah.
They are special also because the present tense are used systematically as adjectives. Sameh.
Oh, that's right. They're descriptive words.
Yeah.
So that's...
But they are verbs.
Definition.
So in the future, they have regular past, but the future will be Efal. Ani esmach ve'ta tismach ve'ta tismachi. Hu yismach, hi tismach. Okay, anachnu nismach, atem tismachu, atem tismachna.
So it's a limited category.
Nachon. Nachon, small group. Okay, you're welcome. If you need extra help, you know where to find me. There is an email. And I would be happy to deserve it.
To the Ezekiel that you handed us.
Oh, gosh. So let's do Yechezkel instead of the chapter. Start. That's fine, so I'm going to give you
a... Because there's a couple of questions.
Okay, so let's do our test I gave you.
Oops, I hope I brought it.